我们后面有讲义哈，是中文的。我们也有英文的哈，明天我们印英文的出来哈。
There are materials in the back of the chapel. English will be printed tomorrow.
我想跟大家来查考七样致命的罪。
I would like to share this topic with you concerning the seven deadly sins.
今天呢，明天一共有四次谈四个题目。
And today and tomorrow we'll have four classes and we will talk about four topics.
那联合我们再来讨论其他三个题目。
And in the spiritual convocation next week, we will talk the rest of the last three.
那如果看英文的话，明天早上就有。罪有什么可怕？
And what is the dreadful consequence of sin?
如果我们看第一个人犯罪以后，在他生活有什么影响，我们就知道罪的可怕。
And if we see the influence and effect of the first man that sinned, we can see its dreadful consequence.
第一个是跟神的关系切断。
And first, we recognize that this relationship with God is broken.
神是生命的泉源。
God is the holder of the source of life.
人跟神的关系切断，人就没有永生了。
And if man break this relationship between himself and God, he is dead, doomed.
好像这个我们最近天气很热，有的地方停电。
Just as these few days, is weather is very very hot, and some lose electric power.
所有电灯、冷气什么都不动。
And we have no lights, no AC.
所以跟神的关系切断，人就没有灵性可言。
And such likewise is when one breaks his relationship with God, that they will have no spiritual life.
那第二个就是跟人的关系切断。
And the second is they have broken relationship with man.
为什么该隐会杀亚伯？
Why is it that Cain murders Abel?
因为罪在他们当中。
It's because sin dwell among them.
所以罪的后果是可怕的。
And so the consequence of sin is indeed dreadful.
影响神跟人的关系。
It has influenced great impact on the relationship with God and man.
也影响人跟人的关系。
And also great impact on man and man.
所以我们不要轻看了，说我们在教会里面人跟人的关系，这个我反正一个我不理他有什么关系。
So do not look this lightly within the church that if you can ignore one person, it is of no matter.
我也不是靠他活。
It's not that I'm living, my living dwell among him.
我就不甩他，我到教会里面，我跟祷告，我跟神的关系就好了。
And just come to church and just figure that as long as my relationship with God only is good.
人跟人关系不好，这已经不单纯是关系了，这是因为有罪在里面。
And if there's this relationship is influenced by this bad influence with man and man, there's already a problem.
所以问题不在乎说我们理那个人不理那个人，问题在乎说我们是不是已经在罪里面。
So the problem is whether we are already in sin.
如果我们跟人关系不好，我们终有罪。
If we have a bad relationship with others, we have already the sin.
那如果我们有罪，我们跟神的关系就有问题。
And thus, if we have the sin, there is a problem with our relationship with God.
所以人际关系绝对不会离开人跟神的关系。
So man and man relationship is in parallel to man and God relationship.
因此我们要常常用人际关系来反省我们跟神的关系。
And also, many times we should reflect our relationship with others in reflection to that of our relationship with God.
没有一个人际关系不好的人，他跟神的关系是很好的。
There is no such person that he has a bad relationship with others and that he is able to maintain a good relationship with God.
所以我们对罪要非常的敏感。
Therefore, we shall be very sensitive to sin.
这样我们才能够跟神跟人合一。
And thus, we can be in oneness with God and man.
有时候教会里面也是这样。
And so likewise is within the church.
如果教会里面大家合不来，
If in the church there is no harmony,
因为里面有罪，
it is because there is sin within.
好好把罪对付完，教会就没有问题。
And if we can face the sin and to overcome it.
所以一些表面的问题是在讲里面更严重的问题。
And so from the surface, it is already talking of the deeper level of sin.
是在腐蚀我们生命根基的问题。
It is talking about our direct relationship with the faith that is deeply rooted within.
我们大家都知道这 termite 很厉害。
We all know the great impact of termite.
如果说你家飞了两三只蚊子进来，小意思打死就完了。
If your house has some few mosquito comes into your house, it's okay. You just kill them.
如果你家飞了两三只苍蝇，这也是小意思。
And if it flies in two, three flies, it's still no problem.
十只这个蟑螂也不是大问题。
Or cockroaches.
但是如果你家发现了十只白蚁，这个就大问题了。
But if your house has been affected by termites, then there is a great problem.
你不要看那个白蚁小小的。
Do not underestimate its size.
你看那个油漆很漂亮，这里很漂亮。
Do not just see that, oh, the paint is still good and everything still looks nice.
如果你不好好的对付，以后整个房子都垮下来。
If you do not go and encounter the problem soon, your whole house may collapse one day.
罪是可怕的。
And so, likewise, is the dreadfulness of sin.
我们常常觉得好像有神，但是我跟神的关系又好像很远。
Sometimes we ponder, say, there seems to be an existence of God, but it seems as though I am not so close with Him.
祷告又好像会说方言，但是又觉得祷告没有什么感受。
That in my prayer, I can speak in tongues, but I still feel not much of anything in my prayer.
很可能当中有一个障碍。
And of course, then we must realize there may be obstacles.
那个障碍就是罪。
And that obstacle is sin.
那这个七样致命的罪可以帮助我们了解自己。
And so these seven deadly sins can come for us to recognize ourselves even more.
灵性上往上更进一步。
So that in our spiritual cultivation and spiritual life that we can progress and go up to the next level.
那我们想在整本圣经里面第一个所存在的罪是什么？
And so if you look in the whole Bible, what is the first existence of sin?
第一个所存在的罪是天使犯的罪。
And the first is the one committed by angels.
这个罪叫做骄傲。
And this sin is pride.
第一个人亚当犯的是什么罪？
And what is the first sin committed by man?
他犯的罪也叫做骄傲。
And the sin that he has committed is also called pride.
我们现在看箴言十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
第五节。
Verse 5.
凡心里骄傲的为神所憎恶。虽然联手不免受罚，这里说心里骄傲，这是神所讨厌的。
Here say everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord.
虽然联手，这个联手就是祷告啊，随着他祷告还是会受罚。
That though they join forces here, join forces even though they pray together.
十八节。
They will still be punished. Verse 18.
骄傲在败坏之前，狂心在跌倒之前。骄傲有多可怕？
Here it tells of the dreadfulness of pride that goes before destruction.
骄傲在败坏之前,
that it goes before destruction.
所以败坏之先呢，人心骄傲。
So before destruction, a man's heart becomes proud.
这个圣经里面太多例子。
And there are many examples recorded in the Bible.
我们再看二十九章箴言二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言二十九章的二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23.
人的高傲必使他卑下，心里谦逊的必得尊荣。这里说人的高傲会使他卑下。
Here it says a man's pride will bring him low.
这个高傲使他卑下，就是神要把他拉下来。
This means that his pride will be pulled down by God.
因为神不愿意这一个人能够继续高傲而不受到惩罚。
Because God dislikes one who pride, who has a pride heart.
但是心里谦逊的要得尊荣。
But the humble in spirit will retain honor.
所以这个心中的高傲，这是一个每一个人的问题。
So pride in heart is everyone's problem.
这程度不一样而已，每一个人都有。
Everyone has this pride in heart, except that everyone has different levels of pride.
那什么叫做骄傲？
So what is pride?
我们从三方面来看。
We will look at it from three point of view.
第一个就是人想跟神同等。
And first is that man try to be equal with God.
这个就是骄傲。
And this is so-called pride.
那为什么人不可以跟神同等？
And why is it that man cannot equate himself with God?
在创世之初，神已经把人的本位讲清楚了。
Ever since creation, God has already told man of his position and status.
神说你要管理这个地上的万物。
God said to man, you shall dominate and look over the things of the earth.
神没有说你可以管理我。
But God never said, you can look over me.
神说你可以管理万物。
But God said, you can dominate the beast and things of the earth.
所以这样看起来万物就在人的下面。
So you can see that the world is under the hands of man.
所以你看啊， 狮子、动物、老虎都在动物园里面给人。
That all, and we, if we see this, and it is true that all these animals, beasts, and all is under the hand of man.
包括大象
even elephants.
你就没有看到说一个人也关在那里给人参观。
You never seen a man locked in a cage in a zoo for others to look at.
因为这个地位，这个本位已经定了。
Because the status, this position of man has already been established.
人在万物之上。
That man is above all beasts.
那人跟神的关系又是什么？
And what is this relationship of man and God?
神告诉人。
Is God said to man.
园中所有的你都可以吃。
That everything you can eat in this, garden.
只有这个分别善恶的你不可以吃。
Only this tree of good and evil you shall not eat.
你吃了这只必定死。
The day you eat of this fruit you shall surely die.
这一句话本身在讲什么？
And what is the phrase is actually talking about.
就是神向人宣告。
It is that God is proclaiming to mankind.
伊甸园是我的。
That this Garden of Eden belongs to me.
你要顺服我。
Therefore, you have to be submissive to me.
我是主人。
For I am your master.
我是创造者。
For I am your creator.
你是被造者。
You are the created.
所以我在你的上面。
So I am above you.
你听我，你就住在这里。
You listen to me and you will live here.
你不听我，你就出去。
If you go against me, you will be cast out.
你就死了。
And you will die.
所以在创世纪里，我们就看到神、人、物，这个关系，这个次序是一定的。
So ever since Genesis, we can see this level, God first, man, and then all the material beings later.
人的本性就是人想要当神。
But God, man's character is that they want to become God.
亚当说，这个善恶果看起来好做食物，吃了可以跟神一样，他马上吃。
When Adam heard that this fruit is good to eat and tasteful and that he can be just like God, he took of it and ate it.
想要跟神一样，这就是骄傲。
Want to be like God, and this is pride.
想要取代神的地位，这个就是骄傲。
They want to take God's position, and this is pride.
你看啊，以赛亚书十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 14.
还没有犯罪以前，这些天使怎么讲话
？Before they sin, what did these angels say?
以赛亚书十四章
Isaiah chapter 14
十二节
Verse 12
以赛亚书十四章十二节
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12
明亮之星早晨之子啊你何竟从天上坠落你这功败列国的、啊、何竟被砍倒在地上、啊、这里在讲啊在感叹说明亮之星早晨之子就是天使啊为什么从这么好的天国坠落呢
Here it tells of this angel, son of morning, how they have cut down to the ground.
你这么荣耀怎么被砍倒在地上呢
How is it that they are so glorious that they be cut down to the ground?
那十三节到十五节就在讲它的原因了
And then verse 13 to verse 15 tells of the reason.
你仔细看哦，十三节到十五节几个我
It look close, if you look at it closely, it mentions many times the word I.
十三节，你心里曾说，我要升到天上去。
So it said, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven.
我要高举我的宝座在神的众星以上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
I will also sit on the mount of the congregation.
在北方的极处。
On the farthest side of the north.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我要升到高云之上。
I will ascend above the heights of the cloud.
我要与至上者同等。
I will be like the most high.
短短三节圣经。六次提到我
That in these verses six times mentioned I
天使在神面前强调我
That an angel serving before God dared to say I before God
这个就是骄傲
And this is the definition of pride
想要把他提得跟神一样
And they want to lift themselves up to be equal with God
所以今天我们看一个人如果讲话一直都是我我我这个人有问题
So if we talk to a person today and we recognize in our conversation they constantly mention I, then there is a problem.
灵性有问题。
That there is a spiritual problem.
因为当一个人强调我在他的心中就没有尊神为大。
Because when one person emphasizes strongly on himself this I, then there is this pride.
所以你跟一个没有信仰的人谈话很容易你会发现他的谈话当中一直在强调我。
So to one who have no spirituality, we can recognize when we talk to them that they mention much time about themselves and the word I.
我的想法。
That my thought is.
我的感受。
My feeling is.
我的利益。
That my concept.
我的立场。
That my stand.
我的原则。
And my principle.
我的面子。
And then my face.
都是我。
It is all I.
但是等一个人开始追求神,
But when one comes around to pursue after God,
忽然间一切都变成神了,
and everything becomes of God.
所以高举自我, 强调自我, 这个人就是否定神的地位。
So when one emphasizes on this myself and mine and I, he is already going against his position of God.
在神面前这个就是骄傲。
And in the eyes of God, this is pride.
不够谦卑。
He is not humble.
这是第一个定义，想要跟神同等。
And so this is the first reason to be, the first definition to be equal with God.
这个人心中啊，就没有神了。
That in this person's heart there is no God.
因为自己就是自己的神了。
Because he himself is his own God.
因为把我已经提到跟神同等了。
Because he has already exalted himself to be equal with God.
把人跟神变成同类了。
That he have equated himself with the level of God.
这是高抬的人，这也是贬低的神。
And he have exalted himself and also have put down God.
你看神所创造的宇宙万物当中，
If we look at the universe that God has created,
有一个小小的银河系，
that there is this galaxy, small galaxy.
在银河系里面有一个小小的太阳系，
and then in the small galaxy there is a solar system.
在小小的太阳系里面有一个好像灰尘一样这么大的叫做地球。
And then among this solar system, there is this tiny dust, this tiny particle called Earth.
那在这个地球里面啊，里面的这个小小像尘沙这个地球里面有50亿人。
And so in this particle Earth, that there are about 5 billion people.
所以在整个宇宙浩瀚的宇宙里面。
So throughout the big universe,
人算什么？
What is man?
圣经说像没有一样。
Bible said that there is nothing.
那这个宇宙是神创造、神管理的。
And this universe has been created and controlled by God.
所以要把人提到跟神同等同类，这个人就是妄自尊大，就是骄傲。
And so when one person exalts himself to the point that he declares himself God, he is degrading God and he is carrying it too far.
这是第一个定义。
And this is pride.
那第二个定义。
And the second definition.
所以骄傲就是优越感。
And the second definition is a sense of superiority.
这个就是骄傲。
And this also was pride.
我们先问一个问题。
Let's ask a question.
主耶稣来世界，他有没有优越感？
That when Jesus comes to this world, did he have the sense of superiority?
当然没有。
Of course not.
你看腓立比书他怎么说？
If we look at Philippians, what did he say?
请看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第六节
Verse 6
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺第七节
Verse 7
摆到虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式第八节
Verse 8
既有人的样式就自己卑微重新顺服以至于死且死在十字架上你看主耶稣是不以自己与神同等为强夺
He does not, here is a puzzle of how he does not make himself like God, equal with God.
他本来是有神的形象啊。
He has this image of God.
他既然成为人，他就认了本分。
But he came down to be man, and so he gave up his identity.
然后他虚己，倒空自己。
And he took a form of a bondservant and poured out himself.
取了奴仆的形象。
And he humbled himself, became a bondservant.
这个叫做做人的榜样。
And this is an example.
那优越感是什么？
And what is superiority?
看这个第三节，二章三节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 3.
最后一句。
The last phrase.
中文翻说，个人要看别人比自己强。
It said, let each one esteem others better than himself.
所以优越感就是看自己比别人强。
So the definition of superiority is that you see yourself higher than others.
所以这个优越感就是在内心里面已经有一个阶级的出现。
So in the superiority, the sense of superiority, you already have distinguished yourself in your heart.
比他强
That I myself is stronger than him.
我比他高
That I am higher than him.
我比他大
That I am bigger than him.
我比他有荣耀
That I have more glory than him.
那这个显扬突出自己把别人压低在心里面这个感觉就是骄傲
And so when you have distinguished yourself in such a matter and have pushed others aside, this is pride.
这是神所不喜欢的
And this is an abomination to God.
所以罗马书里面说
So that's why it's stated in Romans
说我们要看自己合乎中道
That we must see ourselves
合乎中道 不要太看太高了。
That do not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
那什么事情会使一个人有优越感？
And so what makes and consists a person to have the sense of superiority?
也就是在内心有一种骄傲。
Is that in his heart there is that pride?
第一个。
And first.
知识。
Is in knowledge.
我们先来看罗马啊啊啊哥林多前书第八章。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节
Verse 1
论到祭偶像之物我们都晓得我们有知识但知识是叫人自高自大唯有爱心能够造就人好再看第二节
Verse 2
若有人自以为知道什么按他所知道的他仍然不知道好这个第一节说论到祭偶像的东西我们都有知识
Here say, now concerning things of offer to idols, we know that we have, all have knowledge.
但是知识叫人自高自大。
But knowledge puffs up.
这是保罗本身的描述。
And this is a description made by Paul.
那保罗在这里谈到是讲这个偶像的知识。
And here Paul is talking about the knowledge of idols.
很多人道理很懂。
That many people understand the doctrine.
他看到别人道理不懂。
And they see other people do not understand the truth.
所以他就心里就觉得我高一等
And so in his heart he feels that I am higher
就是在保罗当时的世代
And this is during the generation of Paul
叫他自高自大
That they have puffed themselves up and exalted themselves
所以知识不等于生命
So knowledge is not equal to life
有爱心的知识不等于有爱心有爱心的知识不等于有爱心
To have knowledge of love does not equal with love itself
有谦卑的知识不等于有谦卑
To have knowledge of being humble is not equal with the actual humble
因为知识是一种观念在你的头脑里面
Because knowledge is only a concept it only dwells within our minds
那这跟一个人实际他的本质生命的本质是有一段距离的
And this knowledge in applying to a person's life there is a distance
所以为什么知识会让人自高
So why is it that a knowledge can make one to be proud
因为人把知识误认说这个就是他生命的本质
Because man has mistaken the wrong concept that knowledge isequal to his life
我有很多信心的知识
that I have a lot of knowledge about faith
所以我常常就误认说我有信心
so I constantly mistaken myself that I have this great faith
但是一个人有信心的知识是不是真的有信心呢
but it is true that one person who has this knowledge of faith does he really actually have that kind of genuine faith
你看那个小孩子的父亲来求主耶稣
if you look at the little children's father that came to ask of Jesus
主耶稣说在信的人凡事都能
He said, anyone who believes, everything is possible.
那个小孩子的父亲就求啊。
And then this father said to him,
那英文说 I believe, please help my unbelief. 我相信但是求你帮助我的不信。
And he replied, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief.
那我就很难了解这个两个怎么会同时存在。
So how is it that these two words can coexist in that phrase?
我相信求你帮助我的不信。
That I believe but yet help my unbelief.
你又相信为什么说你又不信?
That you believe, how come you also said that to help your unbelief?
就是头脑上观念上你知道神无所不能。
Because in your mind you know that God is omnipotent.
我的孩子病了会好。
That my child is sick and he can be healed.
这是观念上。
And this is a concept.
但是帮助我的不信。
But help my unbelief.
就是我现在要把困难真的交托给你，我信不下去。
That I am about to present to you my difficulty, but I am hard. It's hard for me to come to believe of it.
那这个就是信，这个就是生命的本质。
And this is the actual genuine of this life.
所以知识会让人骄傲，就是人误认了知识是生命。
So to have this prideness is that one person mistaken this knowledge is equal to the actual life.
但是如果我们知道说知识不等于生命。
But we know that knowledge is not an equal with life.
那我们就会知识越高越谦卑。
That we will come to realize that as our knowledge increases, that we will humble ourselves even more.
你知道很多，你不一定做得出来。
Because you know and you truly recognize that even though you may have more knowledge, but you may not be able to do it.
所以我真是苦啊。
So how sorrowful I am.
因为我知道很多，我做不出来。
Because I know a lot, yet I cannot do them all.
那我们有什么可以骄傲呢？
And so what else can we be proud of or be bold of?
所以把知识误认作生命。
So if we have mistaken and intertwined knowledge with this life.
把你知道什么误认作你是什么。
That if you know something and you say that is it.
这个就很大的错误。
And there is a wrong concept.
所以这个讲知识叫人自高自大。
So here it says knowledge pops up.
你可以解释这个哥林多前书13章 用原文来解什么叫做爱。
So you can also use 1 Corinthians using the original text of talks about love.
但是爱是不计算人的恶。
That love is one that does not remember the fault of others.
爱是遮掩人的错误。
That love is kind and broad in accepting others' fault.
我们都有哥林多前书十三章的知识。
We all have this knowledge of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
但是我们生活有没有在计算人的恶？
But in our livelihoods, have we also hold other people in fault continuously?
所以我们如果这样一比较，我们就知道我们生命离开我们的知识差很多。
So if we look at it this way, we recognize that our daily living is far from the knowledge that we know.
所以优越感常常从知识来的。
So that is why the sense of superiority often comes from knowledge.
那属世上也是这样。
And also in material things.
我们常常因为多读几本书，觉得我们比别人懂。
That if we come to study more, we find ourselves that we may know better than others.
但是第八节啊，第八章的第二节说。
But then in chapter 8 verse 2 it says,
说按他所知道的他仍然不知道。
That if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing.
所以聪明就是知道你还有很多不知道。
That, so to be smart is that you know that you still don't know a lot of things.
所以书越读人越谦卑啊。
So the more that people have learned and through books, the more he should humble himself.
你看图书馆绕了一圈。
Because if you go around the library,
3分钟。
You 3 minutes.
里面的书你要把它读一遍多久？
That to actually read one whole book, how long would it take?
不是 whole book 啊，里面图书馆所有的书你要把它读一遍要多久？
That how long would it take to read all the books that is contained in that library?
30年你读不完啊。
Even 30 years, you may not finish.
所以我们得到一个学位也是知识里面的一点，浩瀚的知识里面的一点。
So to have this knowledge, this intelligence, is only a portion of that knowledge.
所以啊，这个知识会让人自高，这常常是因为人的无知。
And so knowledge puffs up a person, this is due to his own foolishness.
好，我们再看第二。
Also look at the second point.
会让人产生优越感就是人的灵性。
And the second is the sense of superiority in spirituality.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
请看路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣向那仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节
Verse 10,
有两个人上殿去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。这里讲有两个人在圣殿里祷告。
Here it talks of two people that went to the temple to pray.
就他的行为上来讲谁比较好？
And from their behavior, which one is better?
法利赛人比较好。
Of course, the Pharisee.
当然税吏行为是差很多。
Of course, that of the tax collector is very far from that of the Pharisee.
所以这个法利赛人上圣殿祷告。
So this Pharisee went up to the temple to pray.
他就数算自己的义。
And so he counted himself of all his righteousness.
我不像别人。
That I am not like others.
勒索不义奸淫。
That I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust.
也不像这个税吏。
An adulterer, or even as this tax collector.
这句话就是优越感啊！我不像他们，所以我好一点。
And in this phrase, we know he has a sense of superiority.
那我的好在哪里？
And so where is his goodness?
一个礼拜禁食两次。
That I fast twice a week.
献食一捐。
That I give tithe to all that I possess.
那个税吏真的很差。
But then the tax collector is really bad.
那他来到神的面前。
So he came forward to God.
他连举头也不敢啊。
That he was standing afar off, not raising his head.And would be his best.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And would be saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
圣经怎么说？
But what did the Bible say here?
这个人回家去比那个人倒算为义。
That this man went down to his house justified rather than the other.
那个税吏行为很坏的，比那个法利赛人在神面前更有义。
That although this tax collector is bad, but in the eyes of God, he is considered justified rather than the Pharisee. Why?
14节下半
verse 14,
至高的要降卑。
For everyone who exalts himself will be humble.
这个至高就是法利赛人。
And this is the Pharisee.
所以这样看起来灵性上啊，有时候你比别人好会让人骄傲。
So sometimes in your spirituality, when your spirituality is high, it makes you feel proud that you are higher than others.
所以我们看那些不做圣工的啊，不来聚会的，有时候我们不是出于怜悯同情去爱心关怀带导，我们出于一种很至高的方式来谴责啊，来谩骂。
Also, sometimes we discover that we, to those who hardly come to church or to those who hardly do holy work, that we look at them in a superior sense that our spirituality is higher than theirs.
我不像那个，我不像这个。
That I am not like that or like the other.
这个就是属灵的骄傲。
And this is spiritual pride.
哦，当然骄傲不是属灵的东西啊，在属灵上引起我们的骄傲。
That through spirituality, that this pride may also come about.
我们很容易去犯。
And it's very easy for us to also commit.
第三点
The third point.
所以骄傲就是在物质上的丰富。
And that pride comes out of wealth in material things.
先看生命记的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
11节到13节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11. To verse 13
生命记第八章十一节，你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命典章，就是我今日所吩咐的。十二节，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节，你的牛羊增多，你的金银金烟，并你所有的全部增加。十四节，你就心高气傲，忘记神，你的神啊，将你从埃及为奴带领出来的。这里啊，摩西就提醒以色列百姓啊。
Here, Moses gives a warning to the people of Israel.
你旷野是很辛苦啊。
That traveling the wilderness is indeed of suffering.
但是有一天你这个物质开始丰富起来。
But one day when you are beginning to be blessed in material things.
那你就变成心高气傲。
And that your heart is lifted up.
就忘记了神。
And you forget the Lord your God.
所以人讲也真的很软弱。
So indeed man is very weak.
稍微世界上你有的这个财务成就比别人大一点，心就开始就浮起来。
Just a little bit in your material possession, you have a greater possession than others, that in your heart you will have this pride.
所以有时候你看一个人。
So sometimes you look at a person.
如果他在这个经济上有很大的这个上下的起伏。
That if he has this great uplift in his material thing, possessions.
你仔细去分析，他这个经济还没有发达以前，他怎么样态度讲话，他用什么用语讲话，哦，他的表情是怎样，再比较一下他发达以后他用什么态度，他用什么用语在讲话，绝大部分都不太一样。
And then we observe that there is a great difference when this person before he became wealthy and also what is his attitude and his point of view and his tone of voice is different than that after he became successful.
或者说一个人非常的有成就，你再想想看，有一次他如果失败下来。
Or that when one person is on the higher end, he is very successful, but one day he lost many things and he became poor.
你再想想看他讲话的态度用语。
And then you think of how his tone of voice is and how he used his speech.
你会发现会非常不一样。
And then you'll find there is a difference.
那这个里面差距是什么？
And what is the difference or what the distinguishment?
优越感。
It is the sense of superiority.
在实际讲就是骄傲。
And that in relation to pride.
所以人真的是很软弱。
And so man indeed is very weak.
不是神不愿意祝福人。
It's not that God do not want to pour his blessing on mankind.
是人不配得到神的祝福。
It's because man is not worthy to receive blessing.
我们很难在拥有一切，但是还是又很谦卑。
It is very hard for a man to have everything and also at the same time to humble himself.
那第四点呢，骄傲就是地位的提高。
And the fourth point is that to have the sense of superiority in status.
请看历代志下26章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志下的26章。
2 Chronicles chapter 26.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我通晓神的末世，撒迦利亚在世的时候，乌西亚王定义寻求神。 他寻求神，神就使他亨通。第六节，
Verse 6，
他去攻打非利士人拆毁的这个加特城。我们再看15节，
Let's also skip to verse 15。
又在耶路撒冷使巧匠做机器安在城楼和角楼上，用以射箭发时，乌西亚的名声传到远方，因为他得了非常的帮助，甚至强盛。乌西亚王为什么非常强盛？
How is it that Uzziah become so marvelously helped and so strong?
因为得到非常的帮助。
Because he have received much assistance.
那非常的帮助从哪里来？
And where was this assistance come from?
从神来。
It came from God.
所以他做一个非常强盛国家的一个王。
So he became a great king in his kingdom.
16节。
Verse 16.
他既然强盛就心高气傲。 这里讲。 一强盛，王位一强，心高气傲。
But here in verse 16, it says that when he was strong, his heart was lifted up.
然后行事就邪僻。
And that to his destruction, he transgressed against God.
因为人心高气傲，就目中无神，也没有人啊。
Because when a man's heart becomes strong and highly lifted, there in his heart there is no God.
行事就邪僻啊。
And so when he, whatever he does, he will do much transgression.
那这个就是败坏的开始。
And this is the beginning of destruction.
所以地位高啊，这对人也是很大的考验。
And so when one is lifted in his status, it is also a training for him.
那另外一个就是家世背景。And
the other is family background.
圣经里面记载，施洗约翰在传道里。
Bible mentioned how when John Baptist was preaching the gospel.
他一直提醒他们，不要说你们说我们的祖宗是亚伯拉。
Do not, and he said constantly said to the Israelites, do not say that we are born of the seed of Abraham.
现在斧头已经放在树根上。
But the axe is placed at its root.
你如果没有真的悔改，要砍下来丢到火里面。
If you do not truly repent and return, then you will truly be cut off. And you'll be thrown into the hellfire.
所以家世背景让人有优越感。
And so a family background also gives people a sense of superiority.
反过来，这家世背景会让人有自卑感。
And also it also can assist in the opposite way.
所以这几点让人会感觉到骄傲的。
And so these few points will make one pride.
会让人有一种优越的感觉。
To have this sense of superiority.
这是神所不喜悦的。
And this is detestable to God.
那第三点。
The third point.
所谓骄傲就是自我中心。
That the third definition of pride is being self-centered.
把神从我们生命中赶出去。
That in our life that we have cast God out.
向神宣布我独立了。
And proclaim to God, I am independent.
我不需要你。
That I do not need you.
雅各书是一个很出名的例子。
That James is sets a good example.
先看雅各书的第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章，
James chapter 4，
16节，
verse 16，
你们竟以张狂夸口，凡是这样夸口都是恶的。
Yeah, but now you boast in your arrogance, all such boasting is evil.
这圣经的结论说，这个生意人是张狂夸口。
Here it tells of how this merchant is boasting in his arrogance.
就是很骄傲。
He is very proud.
那我们仔细看，从13节讲到15节，他一句也没有讲什么骄傲的话。
But then notice that from verse 13 to verse 15, he did not even say one word that is of signs of pride.
他只计划今天明天要往某城住一年做买卖。
All he said was today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city to spend a year to buy and sell, make a profit.
就这样而已啊。
And that was it.
那为什么在神的面前说这个人是张狂夸口？
But how is it that in the eyes of God, this person is boasting in his arrogance?
这是恶的。
And this is evil.
因为他整个计划的过程没有神啊。
Because in his whole planning, that there is no God, no such thing for God.
我计划要到某一城去。
That I plan to go to this place.
我计划要在那里住个做一年。
That I plan to spend a year there.
我计划要在那里赚钱。
And I plan to be there to buy and sell.
没有神啊。
There is no God.
那圣经怎么说呢？
And what did the Bible say here?
明天如何你不知道。
That what will happen tomorrow you do not know.
生病是一片云雾。
That life is like a vapor.
是在神的控制啊。
That is under the hands of God.
如果神不愿意。
That if God is not willing.
你明天都活不过去啊。
Tomorrow you may not live.
所以你只能说
So only you can say
主若愿意
That if the Lord wills
我就可以做这个我就可以做那个
That we shall live and do this or that
什么叫做主若愿意
What does it mean if God willing
他对我有主权
Because that he has He's the controller of our life
我的命运在他的控制之下
That our life is under his hand
所以我可以计划
So of course I can plan
但是我要尊重神
But I must give all honor and respect to God
所以我们在生命当中一脚把神踢开
So if in our daily life that we kick God out of our life
以人为本人本
And that use our natural human being as the ruler in our heart
这个人就得不到神的喜欢
Then this person will not be pleasing God at all
张狂夸口
Then he becomes boasting in his arrogance
觉得自己的命运握在自己的手里
He believes that he is the controller and the holder of his own life
这是恶的
And this is considered evil
这是骄傲的三个定义
And this is the three definitions of pride
要跟神一样
To be equal with God
看自己比别人高一等
To see yourself better than and higher than others
自我中心在生活
And to also live in your life of self-centeredness
把神踢开
And kick God out of your life
那这个结果是什么
And what is the consequence of this?
是活在人的血气中
is that you live in the lust of a flesh
这种人没有灵性
and this person, such a person do not have spirituality
神不愿意靠近
and then God would not draw himself close to him
因为他自己就自己的偶像
because he himself is his own idol
那这个是神所憎恶的
and this is also hated by God
我们已经读过了
we have already read the verse
诗篇101篇第五节
Psalms 101 verse 5
诗篇101篇第五节
Psalms 101 verse 5
在暗中毁谤他邻居的我必将他灭绝眼目高傲心里骄纵的我必不纵容他在这里啊神在借着大卫在作诗
Through this Psalm of David God said
说暗中毁谤邻居的我要把他灭绝
That whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy.
眼目高傲的我也不放过他。
And the one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure.
所以这个人呢，如果傲气没有拿掉，这骄傲没有拿掉，在神面前没有办法站得久。
So if a person do not remove pride from his heart, he will not stand before God for long.
那到最后就是败坏。
And so the end of his consequence is destruction.
所以我们在实际生活真的可以看到很多很活的例子。
And in our life and in our world, we can see many examples.
尊荣之前，人心谦卑。
That we must humble ourselves.
败坏之前，人心骄傲。
That before proud leads to destruction.
那我们要怎么样学习谦卑？
And so how do we learn to be humble?
第一个，
The first.
我们要了解赏赐在神。
We must come to realize that God is the one who gives the reward.
先看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从第六节开始。
Let's start from verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿自己这事比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们不可以过于圣经所记。免得你们自高自大贵重这个看清那个第七节
Verse 7
使你们 与人不同的是谁呢你们有什么不是领受的呢若是领受的为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢第八节
Verse 8
你们已经饱足了已经丰富了不用我们自己就做了王我真愿意你们果真做王我也与你们同德一同做王这里保罗在提到这哥林多教会啊
Here Paul is talking about the Corinthians church.
他说使你们与人不同的是谁呢
That for who makes you differ from another.
你们有很多不同的恩赐
That you have many different gifts.
知识口才都全备
That you have the gifts of eloquence and gifts of different talents.
那使你们与神不同的是谁呢
And so who makes you different from another?
你们有哪一个东西不是领受的呢
And what do you have that you did not receive?
生命是神从神领受的
A life is given by God.
智慧是从神领受的
The knowledge is wisdom is given by God.
机会是从神领受的
Chance, opportunity is given by God.
一切都是从神领受的
Everything is comes from God.
如果一切都是从神来的
And if everything comes from God,
我们能够夸什么
Then how can we boast of ourselves?
所以人如果认定赏赐在神
So if one comes to truly recognize that It is God who gives us all things.
那人怎么会骄傲呢?
Then how is it that that person would ever be proud?
所以约伯在受到试炼的时候，他讲一句话。
So when Job was under a tribulation, he said of one word.
他说，我是赤身出于母胎。
He said, naked I came out of my mother's tomb.
我来的时候是空走的。
I came to this world empty-handed.
我也赤身归回。
And so likewise shall I return.
赏赐的是神。
It is God who gives.
收取的也是神。
And it is God who takes away.
所以他觉得他知道是他知道很清楚。
So we see that Job is truly know this fact.
人生的起点起跑点都一样。
That the destination and the departure of man is the same.
起跑点都一样都是赤身肉体来的。
That we come naked.
那来了以后每一个人都不太一样了。
But after we have come, everyone is different.
机会、能力、聪明都不一样，所以每一个人成就不太一样。
Intelligence, chance, and lifestyle is all different.
到最后，回归终点又是一样。
But then at the verge of his death, it is still go back to the same thing. Everyone is alike.
那在这个几十年还没有归回终点，那个这个不一样是怎么造成的呢
？And so how is it that there? How is this difference created?
是出于神啊。
It is done by God.
是出于神的赏赐。
It is through the blessing of God.
所以人能够夸耀什么
？So how can man boast of himself?
没有什么可夸。
There is nothing to be boasted.
一切都是从神来的。
Because everything comes from God.
只能够感恩，我们能够夸什么
？Only to be graced, thankful. We cannot boast of anything.
第二点
，the second point.
我们要学习谦卑，要知道主权在神。
That to learn to be humble, we must understand that God holds the absolute authority.
好像雅各书里面说主若愿意
Just as mentioned in James chapter 4 verse 15 that if God is willing
是主耶稣在控制不是我们
Is Jesus Christ controlling our life not ourselves
当初那个尼布甲尼撒王
at the time of King Nebuchadnezzar
他在这个巴比伦这个王宫里面他一看
That he was upon the high palace and he looked out the window.
这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗
created by my own hand.
我他强调是我
And he emphasized I.
天上声音就下来了
And then suddenly there's a voice from heaven.
你的王位离开你了
That your throne has been taken away from you.
发疯就出去跟野兽住了七年
And so he became insane and he was, went out into the field, into the wildlife and lived like an animal.
有一天他抬头望天
Until one day he lifted up his eyes.
至高者与神至高者啊要将国位给谁就给谁
And that is when he recognized it is the God in heaven who is the controller of the destiny of mankind.
他了解这个事实
And once he come to recognize
谦卑下来
He humbled himself.
后来又回来王宫做王
And then he came back and received his throne.
这一次他就不一样了
And this time he reacted differently.
这个位置是因为神愿意我才能够做的
Now this throne was given by God and it's because of God that I sit here
神不愿意我就发疯变野兽就出去了
And if God is not willing then I may be insane I may go out and eat like the ox of the field
人真的是能够做什么
So what can man do?
我们教会有一个弟兄
There is a brother in our church
他移民到一个地方去
He migrated himself to a place
因为圣经很熟所以一下子他就当那个地区的教会负责人
And because he is well knowledge of the Bible He became the church board member
也很会讲道
And he also had this eloquence and speech
有一阵子他就心里就觉得哎，比别人高一点
And so one moment he feel that he is higher than others in his heart
后来神就叫他了
And so God called to him
他说有一次他家里面跑了一只苍蝇进来
That one day he was at home And they came into his house a fly
他要打那只苍蝇打半个钟头打不到
He wants to kill that fly And he tried swatting it for half an hour But he cannot kill it
打来打去就是打不到
Then no matter what He cannot kill this fly
主若不愿意连一只苍蝇你就是打不到
That if God is willing He will not even be able to kill this fly
他越打越气啊
And so the more he swat at the fly The more he became angry
最后就安静下来啊默祷求主帮助
And later on He calmed himself down And he asked God for his assistance
奉主耶稣圣名一打就打死
And then And then he said, "No, no, no, just go to Jesus Christ." And he hit, swung at the fly, and he got it.
所以他发现连连打一只苍蝇也是神允许你才打得到。
And so he realized that even to kill a fly, to swat, to make a swat at the fly, it is even under the hands of God.
所以一只小小的苍蝇就让他学习，哎呀，人要谦卑。
Even from a small fly, he come to recognize that man must humble himself.
人没有什么可以夸口的。
There is nothing that man can boast of.
主权在神。
Because everything is in the hands of God.
那第三个就是荣耀在神。
And the third is that God has all the glory.
骄傲的人喜欢自己得荣耀。
A person who is proud, he wants to receive all the glory.
这个是人的通病啊。
And this is his sickness.
我们大家都听过那个小鬼给阎罗王戴高帽的故事。 有一个小鬼啊，在阴间里面做高帽。
There is a story that there's a little devil that in hell was
做高帽，我也不晓得怎么办哈。然后他要来人间卖高帽。
That he came, who was sent to this world to sell something.
高帽哈。那在出口的时候就被阎罗王打住了。
And while he was exiting the door, he was blocked by this the bigger devil.
那阎罗王说，你已经进来，你就不能出去了。
But the bigger devil said to this little devil, said, "You have already entered. You cannot go back out."
那个小鬼就说啊，这个报告阎罗王，你这几年管理得很好，我们都活得很舒服。
And this little devil said to this boss devil, "Say, oh, you know, boss, you've been taking care of us so well that we have been living well."
所以我们才能够做这么多的高帽，做好这么漂亮。
That's why we are able to make this item so beautiful.
那我们到人间去卖完以后啊，你就得荣耀了。
And so if we go to the human world to sell this stuff that we have made, that you can receive all the glory.
我们都会讲你管理得很好。
And then we will all proclaim your name to all the human beings.
那阎罗王听一听就说好了，那你要带几点出去？
And so this boss devil heard him and said, "Okay, I'll let you go."
他问他说，你要带几点高帽出去卖？
And he said, "How many are you of this material are you bringing out to sell?"
他说100点。
And he said, 100 of it.
那阎罗王说，好，我算算看。
And so the boss devil said, "I will count it."
说没有啊，只有99顶啊。
And he said, "No, I counted only 99."
那个小鬼说，对啊，一顶已经戴到你头上了。
And this little devil said to the boss, "Yeah, one of them is already you are already wearing it."
所以那个小鬼给阎罗王戴高帽，他就让他出去了。And
so this little devil let this the boss devil wear this thing he made, and so he was able to leave hell.
这个就是人的弱点。And
this is the weakness of man.
人都希望荣耀，希望虚荣心得到满足。Because
they all want to pursue after their own personal glory.
但是真的能够荣耀的是天上的神。
But to one who should receive all the glory is the heavenly God.
所以我们要自知者明啊，知道自己。So
that's why we must know ourselves.
我们看箴言的14章。Let's
look at Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言的14章。Proverbs
chapter 14.
第8节。Verse 8. 14章第8节。Chapter
14 of Proverbs verse 8.
通达的人的智慧在乎明白自己的道。 愚昧人的愚妄乃是诡诈。这个地方说，通达人的智慧乃在乎明白自己。This
the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way.
所以真正聪明的人都很谦卑。So
the one who is full of wisdom is one who is humble.
因为真正聪明的人对自己了解很清楚。Because
one who is full of wisdom truly knows himself.
那他就很谦卑了。And
then he will humble himself.
所以我们了解自己，我们才知道要效法基督。So
when we look at ourselves, we will come to recognize that we must imitate Christ.
他世界上最谦卑的一个人。And
he is the one that is the most humble person in the world.
就是主耶稣。It
is Christ himself.
那最后就是骄傲的一个很重要表现的，辅就卑微的人。
And the last to last point to learn to be humble is to associate people of low positions.
请看罗马书的12章。Let's
turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的12章。Romans
chapter 12.
16节。Verse
16.
要彼此同心，不要自气高大。 颠倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。这里保罗在谈到我们信仰的生活。
Here Paul mentions of our spiritual daily life.
他提到一点呢。
He mentions of a point.
不要志气高大。
Do not set your mind on high things.
这个志气高大就是骄傲啊。
And this is pride.
用比较俗语的话，就讲话很冲啊，就志气高大。
And if we also say in other words that one his speech is full of boastful words.
要辅救卑微的人。
But to associate with the humble.
这就是谦卑啊。
And it is to be humble.
看那个社会上啊，很没落、很卑微的人，我们能够跟他做朋友，能够跟他坐在一起吃饭啊，能够跟他握手。能够帮助他。
That we can see those who are poor, who are in poverty, who live in third world countries, that we still are able to sit with them, to communicate with them, associate with them.
这个是神所喜欢的。
And this is what is pleasing to God.